Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Welcome to Alaska Live. I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld. Here in the studio with me, I am so pleased. It's Concert Black. They are here with the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival, and you are in for a treat. Andy Springer, would you like to introduce everybody?
Sure. Concert Black is made up of three incredible musicians, Lisa Dowling on bass, Owen Weaver on percussion, and Domenico Fossati on flute. We are going to play a tune called The Mighty River by Sam Young. I'm actually playing in this tune, too. It's a selection from the Composing in the Wilderness pieces that we'll be performing tonight, and they're all written for subsets of this instrumentation, being violin, bass, percussion, and flute.
Great. Thanks. Take it away, Concert Black.
Thank you.
fans of Concert Black here at the KUAC studios and Alaska Live. Wow, I liked everything about that piece, from the uncertainty I felt with the drums at first and the singing was a bit eerie, and then to the complete groove that you slid into in the middle. Who did you say wrote that piece?
Sam Young. He is visiting us from Southern California.
Nice. And is Sam up here for Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival, too?
He is. He's one of nine composers who have taken the Composing in the Wilderness course here at the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival. They spent just over a week out in Denali Park, hiking, backpacking, flying in little planes, and composing the whole time. And they've all come up with nine unique, beautiful pieces.
So that piece was composed in Denali National Park.
Yep.
Yeah, it sounds so much like the weather and the wilderness there. You know, it can change on a dime, and that's kind of what that piece does, too. Oh, Owen, yeah, you're pointing at yourself.
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in. it was really fun meeting all of the composers, because we all just met for the first time, and we had this really great session where we were in a room, and they came in one by one with their pieces, handed them to us, and we tried to get through it as best we could on the spot, and it was really, really great. And one question I had for a lot of them was, so did you come to this program with the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival, the Composing in the Wilderness program, with music or inspiration already in mind, or did you just like let
blank
the mountain
slate
speak to you? And overwhelming, everybody said they kind of showed up with a blank slate and just let the environment sort of tell them how to, you know, let the music kind of happen. So I think what you just said is exactly right. This music really does reflect the environment in which they wrote it, which is really cool.
That's an amazing ability to show up at a place and not already say, well, I've got these things in mind. I hope that the place inspires those things. It's totally inspired by the place. Mm-hmm. And even the vocals in that really reflect the great beauty of it, too. And Owen, you had to use kind of a falsetto in there, and that's super fun.
It is fun. One of the things that we said this year, that the composers could be free to write for our voices. And, you know, because we all sing in different capacities, not, you know, we're not trained opera singers or anything, but we have voices, and we like to try to use them out. So it was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. And the bass and the violin complete that voice, too, because there is a voice to the bass and the violin, especially when you bow the bass. And that's something, Lisa, that you were definitely doing during that song, both the plucking and the bowing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's something I love about this piece is that I get to be the groove, but I also get to add some really beautiful lyricism. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, helps with the voice and the extra voice makes the texture a little thicker.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what a way to kick off the show with something that was written for Concert Black. Mm-hmm. Or it was written at the... Did you get to pick it, or did they get to hand it to you, or how does that work?
Well, the way it worked is all the composers went into this knowing essentially who they would be writing for, as in the four of us, which is, so Concert Black... I'm not actually in the band, although I wish I was. So Concert Black and then me. And then the way that we've been working closely with
and
Steve
you,
and Elias.
It's Andy playing violin. Yeah. She's saying, hey, I'm just the guest here.
So Steve Elias, who is just unbelievably, he's an incredible guy, and he's the one who runs this course. He and I were talking about it because this is the first year that the new music faculty of the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival are premiering all nine pieces. The program has been around for a couple years, and
the new music program.
Well, actually, the new music program is new officially this year. It's very exciting. I've been trying to, you know, do a little bit of new music here and there, but in the last 2 years of Composing in the Wilderness, or three almost, it was actually. So I and whatever visiting ensemble we had, it was Concert Black again last year, and before that it was a group called Redshift. We would get two of the pieces, the rest would be played by other amazing guest artists in the festival. But this year we got to do all of them because we were so excited. but that is a lot of music. Nine pieces is a lot to prepare because the concert's tonight. Mm-hmm. This Tuesday, we didn't see any of this stuff until Friday. So
that's just a few days.
Oh, yeah. It's a quick turnaround. And so the system that we came up with was we'd have two pieces for the full ensemble, and the remaining seven would be for different combinations of three. So that's why this first one that we heard was violin, bass, and percussion. The next piece that we are going to play will be flute, bass, and percussion. Then we have all the different combinations possible.
And that concert tonight is at Davis, and it's at 8:30, and it's called Sounds of Nature. Mm-hmm. And you'll be playing the piece that you debuted here.
Yes.
And that'll be part of the nine tonight.
Mm-hmm. Ah,
congratulations.
Thank you.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, you said the next piece that you're going to play, so...
Yeah, we have one more. I'm not in it, so I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay. Dominica, you want to... Or Owen, you want to talk about...
Sure.
Okay.
This one is really fun, and it's sort of what we liked about, you know, just selecting these two to sort of preview tonight before the official world premieres is that they're so different, but we love them both so much, and it just sort of demonstrates the span... that these composers sort of cross, you know.
And this is another composer or the same one?
Different composer, yeah.
Okay.
This is our new friend Steve, and it's really, really great. And it's just a question of, like, gritty sounds and like, gestural sort of activity. And just it's just, you know, light years away from the one we just did, but also inspired by the same place.
Because I see that you've got, like, a metal bread box over there and some planter things and...
Yeah, I love sort of playing instruments that aren't really instruments. Mm-hmm. And so in percussion, it's really fun. I kind of get sort of all sorts of weird... I got ceramic tiles and tin pans and stuff and listed those in the instruments that were possible for the... composers to use. So it's really, really fun for me.
Yeah. I was just going to interject, even though I'm not in this one, but I wanted to introduce our composer, Steve Makala. He is visiting us from Minnesota. And I just wanted to add, too, like we were saying, that every composer is having a different experience when they're in the park. And I think a lot of that has to do with that they're all coming from so many different places. We have composers from, Pittsburgh, Minnesota, Southern California, Northern California, maybe. I mean, all over the place. And they have also been from all over the world in past seasons, too. So it's kind of a fun thing to know.
Yeah. And the name of this one is?
This is the third movement of the piece, and it's called Incursion.
Okay. Incursion, yeah?
Incursion.
Was an excerpt of that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Oh, Dominica, I feel like that had some birds in it.
Yes, actually, in the second movement, he also includes like a hummingbird kind of sound. So okay. I think that's a reoccurring theme with the flute part.
Are we going to hear any of that? I mean, that's okay. You do, we can save some for the concert tonight.
Yes.
But
yeah.
Oh, the birds, it seemed like they were swooping over the piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with the flute and the wind. And you know, there's things moving through in the wilderness. And it was just so cool. So, okay, what's next? Because it looks like you guys are, or are you ready to talk about that piece a little bit? I didn't know if you were playing any more excerpts of that piece.
These are the two that we wanted to sort of showcase for the concert tonight. And then further on the program, we'll do a couple tunes that we're going to play in our concert on Thursday.
Where did you say that Steve McElaw was from?
I don't know where he grew up originally. Yeah. I do know that he teaches at Concordia College now in Moorhead, Minnesota.
And he was the one that composed that last piece with Concert Black in mind.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
And all nine pieces that you will be debuting this evening on the Davis Concert Hall stage at 8:30 are all composed specifically for Concert Black, mm-hmm. and they were all composed in Denali National Park.
Yep, that's right.
And that was just happened a week ago.
Yeah. Like I said, I think they got back into Fairbanks on Thursday and had the evening to, you know, because they were writing with pencil and paper. People weren't bringing their computers out there for the most part. And so they had to, they were exhausted. They had to get back and quickly put everything into the computer, make the parts, make sure it looked good, you know, and like I said, handed them to us on Friday. So it was real quick turnaround for them too.
It gives new music almost a new name there, because new music, I mean, I know refers to more modern music, but new music to you guys is new music today.
Yeah, it couldn't get any newer than that, really.
Yeah. Owen, is that something that Concert Black embraces?
We really do. I mean, the three of us in the group, Lisa, Domenica, and I, we met at a festival that is dedicated to contemporary music. It's the Bang on a Can Festival, mm-hmm. and it's at the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art in North Adams, and it's sort of a mecca for what we're hearing today and what this process is. It's composers living and breathing and working with performers sort of day in, day out for weeks at a time. So I feel like we have a microcosm of that atmosphere happening here in this sort of one intensive weekend we have with nine composers to, you know, get the parts on Friday, read through them, offer suggestions. You know, the composers were there too, offering us suggestions, and then they would go back and revise, and then we would get an updated part and try it again. So we just sort of had this like 3-day hive of activity.
Oh, that's so collaborative and cool.
It's just really electric. Yeah, it's really, really fun. And yeah, it's as new as can be. And the, you know, the umbrella of new music, we're the new music department here at the festival, which is mm-hmm. really, really exciting and such a thrill. And new music spans, you know, many, many decades. You know, we could consider the bulk of 20th century classical composition new music, and now
Stravinsky
we're well into
from
Stravinsky onward, mm-hmm. and now, you know, now we're well into the 21st century, and it just keeps on being newer, and that's so exciting for us. There's no lack.
And sometimes I think people hear, oh, you're a Brooklyn-based band that's so, like, East Coast, and we're Pacific Northwest, we're Alaska, you know, how are we going to relate to this? Well, in this case, we're relating to this because these pieces were composed right in our backyard, right in mm-hmm. Denali National Park, where, you know, we love to recreate, too, and we love to take, you know, friends and family and visiting folks to show them the beauty. And so, you know, we can all really relate to these pieces, I think, when we know the backstory of it and, you know, how it was written and, you know, where it came from. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's a way that it can be a little bit more accessible, possibly. I mean, I don't want to make fun of the fact that you're from Brooklyn. That's great. But
no, definitely. I mean, there is an element of that. You know, we come here and it's such a relief to be in such an open space.
Yeah.
We just love that. And it inspires us. You know, I think every bit as much as any of the other artists here. The population density, I have some family in Anchorage, and when I visited them last summer, we were comparing notes about the density between New York and Alaska, and it's just shocking, and it's so nice to be here and get away from all that for a while.
There's different sounds and different things that can keep you awake here in Alaska, like the amount of daylight that we have that could keep you awake, rather than maybe the traffic or the sound of the subway or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just a contrast of what keeps you going.
I just wanted to add on that. on that point, which is so great that you brought up, of this specific concert and its, you know, inspiration being an entry point into this greater concept of new music. And I just wanted to add that that's a big part of what we're doing here at the festival in the new music department. The reason that these guys are here, I mean, they're the perfect ambassadors for new music. And it's important to us to try to let people understand that just because you don't know what it is doesn't mean you're not going to like it. And it's not just an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And we want to give these entry points. We want people to come out and see what this is all about. And the fact that it's never only going to be one thing. You know, we can't even generalize. We can't describe, you know, what it's going to be because it's going to be so different. Like, tonight is going to be totally different from Thursday.
Yeah.
And they'll play some, Concert Black is going to play some of their original music for you later. But, yeah, we just want everyone to know that, you know, just come out and try it. And even if you don't like it, that's okay. Like, you don't have to understand it or love it. Just come have an experience. You know?
Even in a symphonic concert, you may have a favorite composer in there and then something that, oh, you haven't been exposed to for a while and you didn't realize that, you know, you might enjoy in a live setting. And I think that enjoying things in a live setting is a lot different than listening to something recorded or, you know, and going and experiencing it. Yeah. Do you know Morris Palter? He's been doing a new music festival here. He's the head of the percussion department here at the university, and he's been doing a new music festival for quite a few years now, and it's been a wonderful way to spend some time with that new music.
Yeah, and that's very true. Through the sort of university percussion community, I've gotten to know Morris, and the work that he does is really valuable in our field as percussionists, but also in contemporary music in general.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been really on the forefront.
Because he doesn't just bring up percussionists. He brings up, you know, violinists or pianists or all kinds of new music folks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he's great, and it's wonderful that he's here and that we can come out and be in the space and sort of, you know, work together a little bit to, you know, coordinate and have everything together. And, you know, I liked what you said a moment ago about, you know, the composers you like and et cetera, et cetera. And there's the American Composers Forum is based in Minnesota, where I'm from, and they have this really good saying, and, you know, they're reminding you that all music was once new. And
yes.
Even your favorite composer, Beethoven, man, was he ruffling some feathers. I mean, he was just blowing it up back then, and people had no idea what to do with him. And now he's just sort of the industry standard, if you will, or any of these composers. And I always like to draw a line from composers like him and before him. There's a lineage that continues all the way to today with generations of composers. This person studied with this person. This person was influenced by this person, and all the way until right now. But the difference in the music right now is that the music reflects what the environment around the composers or what instruments that they grew up with. They're not writing for clavichords. They're not writing for gut fiddles anymore. They're writing for electric guitars, drum set, you know, amplified bass and flute, that sort of thing. So we're basically in the same stream. This is just like the bend that it's taken right now.
Yeah.
And people never have qualms with going to a museum and checking out some abstract, edgy contemporary art. It's just sort of par for the course. But a lot of people, you know, have a, like, you know, this so-called accessibility thing with new music. But I just think it's all in the attitude in which you want to approach it. Just come and listen and see what happens. See what comes into your mind. That's all.
And Lisa, your bass is a cool-looking instrument. And so that is something that you could come see. It's electric bass, but it has, like, the shadows of an upright acoustic bass.
Exactly. So this is how I'm here, actually. I bought this instrument specifically to come to Alaska last year. It's impossible to fly with a regular acoustic bass.
I've heard that. People are like taking the neck off of it and
exactly.
putting it in the body.
Exactly. And actually, this instrument is built for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So the neck does come off. These shoulders help me feel like this is an actual bass. So it's just cosmetic. Doesn't affect the sound at all. But it really feels like a regular bass. And it plays beautifully. And what I really get to do, which works wonderfully on this instrument, is I can bring out all of those crazy excellent techniques and weird sounds that work so well on an electric instrument.
What made you fall in love with the bass first, electric or acoustic? I have to ask.
I actually started on the piano the violin. And I started playing upright bass, double bass, classical bass when I was about 14 or 15. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I chose that instrument, well, it chose me, really. Mm-hmm. My string director's like, Lisa, you're really tall. You should play the bass. And I fell in love with it immediately. Mm-hmm. I loved that I'm very attracted to melodic music, and that's what I really liked to play when I first started playing the bass. I loved classical music, I loved playing orchestra music, but then as I got older and I was exposed, just like a lot of these composers, exposed to so many different kinds of music that really affected how it informed my playing. So stuff like this, with the first piece you got to hear, I also love laying down the groove. I love being the percussive instrument. I love imitating what Owen does in the percussion and then imitating what Annie does in the violin. And that's really awesome.
And you got
I get to
play
the dual roles.
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you got to sing.
And I get to sing. I get to do it all.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you don't get to do that in orchestra. The bass players just do not get to.
No, but it's in the back and pray and hope.
And wait. Wait for it. Well, it's a gorgeous instrument. I'm glad that you got to purchase that just so you could travel with it, because it's got the structure of a bass, yet just kind of the silhouettes of the shoulders of it.
Exactly. And the great thing about this is why it sounds so good. It's actually made of wood. Mm-hmm. So it's carved wood. The body is hollow. If I turn my amp off, it actually does resonate a sound.
Oh, cool.
And that, I mean, that facilitates a lot of the texture and the color of an actual acoustic instrument.
We almost got you to bring both the acoustic bass in and this electric / acoustic one in, but I decided, the KUAC studios are, a little limiting. A little.
But it still works.
Yes.
We're still doing it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Concert Black is here at KUAC's Alaska Live. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld. It is so nice to have you here during the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival. So much going on here on campus with all the concerts and all the workshops that are going on. Your concert is tonight at 8:30 at Davis Concert Hall. It's the Sounds of Nature. And you also are playing the Botanical Gardens Music in the Gardens concert on Thursday. And it's so wonderful to sit out in the gardens and enjoy music of all kinds. So what's next?
Concert, on that show, we're going to showcase some of the music that we compose. Tonight is all about the Denali premieres, and we're so excited. But we have another side to our coin, and that is we like to write our own music, because, when we all met, we realized we had such an interesting collection of people here. We all do a lot of different things musically, and although we were all classically trained for many, many years and multiple degrees and all of that fancy stuff, we each do lots of different stuff. So Domenica here is all over the place in New York City. She's the front woman of this like 10-piece Afrobeat ensemble that is just the dance party of the millennium. And both Lisa and Domenica play in NYC's only all-female mariachi band.
No, yay!
And that is just a scream. And Lisa is also a hip-hop DJ. She does the ones and the twos and the turntables, and I play in all sorts of bands in rock and roll context. So we thought, we went to conservatory, we did all this, but what if we just kind of relied on what we know outside of that to kind of write some music? So,
do any of you still play with a symphony?
Well, sometimes.
Yeah, see? Mm-hmm. You have not forgotten your roots completely.
No, we're going to be playing the orchestra concert.
That's right, on Saturday.
That's right,
Saturday.
Concert Black will be embedded in.
Oh, see?
Michelson and Bernstein coming up on Saturday night, so that's nice. A real thrill.
You get to see Owen rock out on timpani.
That's my favorite.
Well, up next is some of your own music, Concert Black, that you've composed yourself. So,
we're doing Bendix? Okay. This one is called Bembe, and like Owen said, we're very much influenced by all sorts of music, and this one has a very West African vibe that we started messing around with when we wanted to write a new song. A lot of sometimes the process that we do is improvise over a groove and then just kind of pick what our favorite parts were and then put it together into a song.
And Domenica, you've picked a lower range flute.
I did. This is an alto. I'm going to play an alto flute, and it's a... an octave lower than the regular flute, and it has a curved head joint because it's just so long. Some people do play the regular alto flute with the long tube, but my arms are very small, so I have to use the curved head joint.
It looks cool.
Yeah, I like it.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, wow. That was really cool. Just a taste of what Concert Black can do and what they'll be doing at the Music in the Garden series. 7 o'clock this week at the Jordan's Botanical Gardens. And boy, I think bring your kids out to this one for sure, because I felt like that was bringing out the inner child in me. I don't know why, but it just was really engaging. And you wrote that. Somebody wrote that.
We wrote
in the group.
It all together.
Yeah, collaborative work.
Yeah, we collaborate. All our songs are pretty much written by the three of us. Whether it's an idea that we bring in or somebody plays a melody and then we on to that.
And right. What?
We actually wrote it in Homer, Alaska.
You wrote that song in Homer,
last year.
Alaska.
Oh, we did. Right. We were really inspired by the people in Soldovia. We spent 2 days in Soldovia last year giving workshops and performances. We met someone, it was a really interesting character. His name was Sadie. Mm-hmm. And his stories really inspired us. So his stories and just where we were in this really beautiful, secluded place. And we don't all the time get to spend a summer like that together. So it was just really nice and inspiring.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and actually, I was just going to say, we were in Soldovia because Andy Springer started a festival called the Wild Shore Music Festival, new music festival. And so she invited us to perform and give workshops there along with composer Conrad Winslow.
Yeah.
Pardon. And Katie Cox. The three of them started the festival together. So it was really a beautiful experience taking us around. Yeah.
And Domenica, you were singing lead on that one, mm-hmm. and it almost hearkened to, like, I don't know, Norway almost even,
oh, really?
Like that. I couldn't quite place it, but like the yoinking. Do you see that in that?
I was singing in Spanish mainly. The
okay.
whole song was in Spanish, but I like all sorts of different styles of singing, so I kind of just borrow from different traditions.
And, since I couldn't understand exactly, but the song was beautiful, and you don't really have to understand the language to know that you're in a place of beauty, and the fact that you wrote that in Homer, that makes sense, because the mountains just rise right out of the water there. It's just gorgeous.
I just wanted to add something, because I was thinking about that when you wrote it last year, because... and again, so much has to do with context and your experience of something. And when you were playing it, when you were doing that big, long, when Lisa was doing that big, long glissando, going higher and higher and higher, you don't think she could get any higher, and it's taking forever, and the tension's building. And someone in the audience is like, oh, yeah, that sounded like a float plane.
How funny, yeah. We think about, music, it's written maybe indoors so much, but... Not in this case. You have songs that you're going to debut tonight at your concert at 8:30 at Davis that were written all in Denali National Park. And that one was most likely written a lot outside in the wilds of Alaska also.
Yeah, that's kind of funny, actually. The pieces that were written outside will be performed inside, and the pieces that were written inside will be performed outside.
Well, it's new music.
last summer, we had a month of quality time together, which was great because like Domenica mentioned, I'm sorry, who said that? But that we don't get to spend lots of time together, because New York is crazy and whatever. We're all guilty of being like cliched, busy New York people. And, we can't always get in a room together regularly. So it's so fun. We were able to enter the summer in Alaska in Homer at the Wild Shore Festival for New Music and just in the beautiful right on the bay, and we had a great week down there, and we really got to just decompress and hang out together and write music and do the things, create like we would want to, and then we got to come up here in the Fairbanks and spends a wonderful couple weeks at festival. And to be asked back was just such an honor for us because we already knew what we were getting into and how awesome it was going to be. So coming back was even more exciting, you know, in many ways than coming the first time.
Well, and like you said, you have so many other projects going when you're back home in Brooklyn. You're pulled so many different directions. But when you're here in Alaska, you're focused on Concert Black.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need them. We need that family time. We have family dinners and we drive around together and we hang out. And it's really, really nice. And because this group started not as like a musical collaboration. This group started because we really liked each other and we were friends. We were at this Bang in a Can festival and we just hit it off just as people. And then, you know, we took it for granted. Everybody there was an awesome musician. So we're just like, well, whatever. We're having fun. Everyone's having fun. And we just gravitated to one another. And then we had the idea, oh, we could also be a band, you guys. This would be cool. And that's how we sort of got it going. So to be able to be somewhere like this and sort of return to that, like our friendships are sort of paramount to the music we make is really special. And we're also really close friends with Andy, you know, our local Alaskan. So it's really great to be able to, you know, spend time with her. And she's orchestrated a pretty knockout new music department here at Festival. So it's really exciting.
Andy, you're from here, from Fairbanks, right?
That is correct.
And you grew up here in Fairbanks, Alaska, and you've since moved to the big city.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I totally didn't expect that was going to happen when I was a little girl here studying classical violin and thinking about my future. I didn't think that I would be doing what I'm doing in New York, that's for sure. But it's been just an incredible experience to find myself there and play with people like these guys. Like Owen was saying, it's not only like so many incredible musicians, but just wonderful people to hang out with. And then to get to join the two things that are essentially the most important things to me, which is Alaska and music. And to find a way to bring those things together has been really, really rewarding and special.
Yeah, even though you've moved away, you're still giving back to the place that you grew up in, and you're bringing it back.
And I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to do that. And even though, I like these guys here too. I make a living playing really weird stuff on my violin. But you know, honestly, it's just the same thing as thinking about that trajectory of composers. It's the same thing with musical inspiration and. Fairbanks is extremely inspiring musically. I know I don't have to tell you how rich the art scene is here.
It's amazing.
And I had so many just incredible opportunities here as a child. I remember being in high school and I got to play with the Fairbanks Symphony. I got to play in the Arctic Chamber Orchestra, which is just incredible. We do these outreach tours in rural Alaska and Canada. And just to see, I never forget this one concert we did in Carcross, Canada. I mean, I never heard of it. Tiny little town. No one had ever seen live music of any kind. And here we were bringing out a classical chamber orchestra. I think we had Jason Vio with us at the time, a classical guitarist. And we opened the concert with the Canadian National Anthem. And we looked out into the crowd, and I mean, just everyone was in tears. Just hearing their anthem played by live musicians. And that was, I think, a really formative experience for me and the reason that I pursued music, you know? So even though it seems disparate, this crazy life we live in New York and what I'm doing, it's really just because of my life here.
Yeah. I always think that it's really the land of opportunity here too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you as a kid, if you would have grown up in Brooklyn, you may not have played with somebody like Jason Vio.
Absolutely. I was just talking about that the other day. It was so incredible that I got to be in the youth orchestra, and the youth symphony is fabulous, and the Fairbanks Symphony Orchestra. So even though I was coming from little podunk Fairbanks, I got to undergrad knowing twice as much orchestral repertoire than other people.
Amazing.
Yeah, and having played with Jason Vio and like all these amazing people come to Fairbanks to perform and work with us.
Uh-huh. Oh, gosh, that's sends chills. Well, thanks for coming back and giving back to the community you grew up in, Andy. It's great to have you back.
Thanks so much. It's my pleasure.
And Concert Black, let's hear more of your compositions.
Yeah, that sounds great. I was just going to say, if we have time for a couple, maybe we
you
could
do.
Feature okay. our fearless leader, Andy, on one of them.
If she's... Have time for two, we could do this one.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah,
so this
totally.
One, it's great. So the one we are about to play is very much more maybe New York minded and busy and frenetic and stuff. But the next one that we're going to perform was, again, sort of finished in Alaska, in Fairbanks last year. And it was sort of this really beautiful day and there was a rainstorm, and the sun came out, and there was this glorious double rainbow, and it was also coinciding with the super moon, so not just a full moon, but like a super duper one. And so we titled this one Double Rainbow Super Moon, and we were able to take this one on the road with us a little bit, and it was really nice to get Andy playing, you know, some of our songs with us, because her and Lisa have a nice string complement together. It's really, really fun, so we'll just play it for you.
Oh, wow. Don't knock it till you try it. That new music stuff is where it's at. That's great. Have you heard of Jenny Scheinman? I think she might be it. Yeah, that was very much what I like about what she's doing these days. That was right in there with that.
Wow, thank you. Mm. Jenny's amazing. Yeah. She's really doing great stuff.
Yeah, and it sounds a bit like that. And I love that about that, just kind of cyclical and hypnotic even. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing to be afraid of. You might turn us into a trance of loving new music here because, gosh, that was spine-chilling. Awesome. And that was the Double Rainbow Supermoon.
That's right.
Good memory. That's what that was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's so fun, you know. I like to build that as Concert Black featuring Andy Springer on the violin.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's so fun for all of us to play together and, mm-hmm. you know, because we had to kind of improvise then. It adds such a great voice and element to have her fiddle and sing a little bit.
Yeah, and Andy was even singing on that one too. Yeah. Which I don't understand how you can play the violin and sing at the same time, but hey, you know.
You just got to do what you're asked to do. Yeah. You might be surprised what you can actually do.
Yeah, let's do the finale. Concert Black is here for Alaska Live, and they are part of the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival and have a concert tonight called Sounds of Nature, and that starts at 8:30 at Davis. And even though it's a school night, it's summertime, you're not going to bed anyway, so you might as well show up at Davis tonight at 8:30. And then Thursday, it's Music in the Garden at 7, and pretty excited about that one, too. Oh, and you want to introduce this one?
Yeah, this one is one we wrote a couple years ago out in New York, and we just wanted to thank you for having us on the show, of course. And this is a fun one. I kind of get to get in touch with my junk side. I got some trash that I like to play on, so towards the end of it, you'll hear, you know. And it's just, you know, again, we have a lot of different influences, so...
Every percussionist is like this, too. They're like, oh, yeah. I can use anything. This is
exactly, good. yeah, it's sort of what we do. So this is fun. It's got a little drum and bass influences in it, and... It's always a lot of fun for us to play.
For you listeners at home, the little junk box he's talking about, he's got this really cool metal kind of tin, and I see some ceramic flower pot holders. You know, it's an instrument if you want it to be, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so this is fun. This is an adult-themed song. The title is My Shirt Smells Like Beer. But we've been doing a lot of kids' shows, and so it's actually these days called My Shirt Smells Like Kool-Aid. And the kids love that song. Because who doesn't love Kool-Aid? It's great. Thank you.
Yeah. You have a couple chances to experience Concert Black live and on stage. One of those is tonight at Davis Concert Hall at 8:30. That's the Sounds of Nature. And the other one is Thursday night, this Thursday at 7 at the Georgetown Botanical Gardens with UAF Summer Sessions, Music in the Gardens. Concert Black, it was such a privilege to have you here.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah. Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.